Hey there, welcome to the Conductor's Podcast. I'm your host, Chao Wen-Ting, a conductor with over 20 years of experience working with professional symphony orchestras, opera houses, new music groups, and vocalists. I'm also founder of Girls Who Conduct and have mentored hundreds of conductors from across the globe. I created the Conductor's Podcast to share all the behind-the-scenes secrets with you while I interview conductors, musicians, and business gurus from around the world. This is a space created for conductors, conducting students, musicians, and non-musicians who are curious and interested in learning more about the profession, craft, industry, and business. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, and the roller coaster of a conducting career are all topics we discuss here. I will give you simple, actionable, step-by-step strategies to help you take action on your big dream, move through the fear that's holding you back, and have a real impact. Now, pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. Hi there, happy March, and welcome to the third edition of the Conductor's Podcast Wisdom Series, a new series full of shared life experiences and, of course, wisdom. I'm your host, Chao Wen-Ting, and I'm thrilled that you're tuning in with me today. In each of the monthly episodes of the Conductor's Podcast Wisdom Series, I'm going to pose a question to 10 musicians, conductors, or business gurus. So including myself, you will hear all the goodies from a wide variety of people. That's called the Wisdom Series. Now, without further ado, let's get started. This month's question that I'm asking my people is, what was the biggest struggle in conducting during your training years? For me, physically, it was to stand up straight. I know this sounds ridiculous, but I was always moving around and I used to slouch a lot, not only in conducting but also in life. My teachers had done all kinds of things to get me stand up straight and not walk around when conducting, from, you know, putting a score on my head or making me hold a cup of coffee in my left hand or had me stand on a piece of paper and to restrain myself from moving outside of that box. You know, nothing worked. I used to feel so bad about myself until my teacher at Eastman, Neil Varone, told me that moving around on a podium was a good thing. He said that it only meant that I had energy and I was enthusiastic and I'm engaging. He said we just need to learn to restrain and control that energy. He went on and assured me that he was the number one jumper at Juilliard, in his own word, and he turned out to be a fine conductor, so there was nothing for me to be worried about, which really gave me this idea that we have to learn to accept our bodies and to be the better version of ourselves. Of course, there are some famous conductors who move around and jump around, and is that a good thing or a bad thing? Well, if you ask musicians, they want to know where to find you when they look up, right? So being able to be centered and grounded is important. So when you are moving and jumping around, that it's effective. However, mentally or psychologically, my biggest struggle was actually to know that I was okay. It sounds ridiculous, but I always had this fear when I work with professional musicians. I think I was taught or I was talked so much about how professional musicians work differently from a student group or from a community orchestra, or all this myth that I need to treat them differently to show that I'm at the caliber that they're used to see. So whenever I want to correct something, or if I hear something that I need to make adjustment, I feel so apologetic. I fear that I would say something so silly because they probably had played their instruments for however many years, maybe sometimes even longer than how old I was when I was just starting out. You know, sometimes the orchestra musicians, they've played at their seat for 30 or 40 years. And who am I to tell them to play softer, to play a different phrase, to change the articulation here? Who am I doing this? I now learned to be okay with just doing my job. They can't hear a lot of things. That's why we need a coordinator. They can't hear in a hall if the balance was off, or if something needs to be brought up a little bit. And as long as I'm authentic and genuine and honest to my music making, I shouldn't feel apologetic or bad about anything that I have to say on the podium. So here is what I had to share, and I'm so excited for you to hear from my guest today. The first is a really important mentor of mine, Alice Farham, who is an opera and orchestral conductor and also co-founder and artistic director of the Women Conductors with the Royal Philharmonic Society in London. And she was my guest in episode 26.
During my training period, I think it was the feeling sometimes when I was on the podium and being taught by somebody that I found it hard to show my authority when it was so clear I was a student, so I therefore didn't have the authority, and it was the teacher that had that. And I found it very hard to sort of almost pretend I was the one in charge, because I knew I wasn't. And some students were much better at that, and I kind of wish I had been better at that.
Next, we'll hear from Kiernan Steiner, or Dr. Kiki, that she is known. She is a decolonization consultant and choral conductor, and my guest in episode 17, where we talked about how this decolonization journey can help us become better musicians.
Mm-hmm. I think my biggest struggle while I was studying conducting was feeling like I was always trying to become someone else. And what I've learned over the years is the more that I can find that comfort and security within myself and have been able to utilize my conducting gesture more to become more clear and to communicate more specifically what we're trying to accomplish as a whole community, that it's less about me and what I'm looking like or what I'm doing, but really more about what I'm trying to communicate.
Coming up next is my friend conductor Kristen Roach. She is an opera conductor and my guest in episode 12, when we talk about how we manage the career when raising kids and family.
I think the biggest struggle I had was that I really wanted to conduct opera. As wonderful as Brahms and Tchaikovsky symphonies are, that's not what I wanted to do. And I didn't know enough about opera at first. Opera, there's so many facets. So I started off by having to accompany singers and really learn about the voice. Then I realized I am not comfortable just translating the languages. I really need to study them and understand the grammar and how they work. And then there's this huge tradition of how opera is written, and it spans the same hundreds of years as the rest of the classical Western canon. And now opera is even including other languages and other styles of music. And I just felt like the amount of knowledge I needed was astronomical. And it took me a long time to feel comfortable.
The next guest was someone that I was personally really excited to talk to during this interview process, who is Joanne Harris. She is a film composer and conductor, and her episode interview is upcoming in April. So stay tuned.
The biggest struggle I had in conducting was thinking ahead of my ensemble, trying to think ahead of where we were going, but still pay attention to what they're doing in the moment. I found that was really, really hard to learn.
The next answer we'll be hearing is from Dr. Kira Omechenko. She's a conductor and also the conductor of the Wilfrid Laurier University Symphony Orchestra. and her episode was 22 when she talked about string techniques.
I think the biggest struggle or the biggest challenge for me was just being patient, you know, patient with myself and with my growth. And I think just being realistic and knowing like, okay, there's no feasible way I can do every single possible workshop that's out there. There's so many.
My next guest is Jennifer Kim, who is the founder of the Nova Women's Choral Project, who talked about how she created this new choral ensemble during the pandemic in episode number 16.
I felt that that was a little bit, at times, you know, maybe looked down upon a bit by some of my colleagues, particularly when I got to my doctoral level, because there's definitely an element of, well, you know, you there's some really great pieces here, major work. Of course, you're going to have to deal with the children on that. And of course, I think that working with the children is fabulous because children can be some of the best musicians up on stage. They're willing to take risks. They work really hard and they're often grossly underestimated. And so for me, I've always felt like I've had to justify why it's been important to me to stay in children's choral music, even though I'm doing other things. I've always felt that need to justify to others. And so I just think finding my voice and being confident in that has been my biggest struggle.
The next person I'm welcoming is Noreen Green, who is the conductor and founder of the Los Angeles Jewish Symphony, and my guest last week in episode 27.
One of the struggles I had when starting out as a conductor was the ear training aspect. Because I don't have perfect pitch, I had to work harder to make sure I was prepared to hear what I saw on the page. For me, I find it easier to get a sense of the rhythmic complexities first. Probably that's because I come from a piano background. And then I work at the tonal structure. And I also try to sing as many of the parts as possible. Coming from a choral background, that seems to help me.
Next, we'll be hearing from Margaret Flood, who is the founder of the Frost Young Women Conductor Symposium.
Well, I'm always training. I have a lot of bad habits that I need to get rid of, especially because I'm in a classroom and I'm running around, and sometimes conducting isn't the conducting with a stick that most people do. So I have a lot of like little idiosyncrasies that I'm constantly trying to get out of my movement repertoire, especially this hook on beat two. And if you ever asked Gerard Schwartz about it, we laughed so much because it took a long time for me to alleviate that during my time with him at UM.
My next guest is my dear friend Michelle Raffano, who is an opera conductor and also founder of Protestra, an orchestra based in New York, protesting social justice through their performances. And her episode number 3, where she talked about programming on social justice theme, was one of the most popular ones.
I would say the first biggest struggle for me was just learning music quickly enough. Because there's a lot of music we have to know, you know, and when we study a score, we're not just learning one line, we're learning all the lines as well as we can and how it all fits together. But also conductors just have to learn a lot of music quickly. You know, if you're in grad school, you have to learn a lot of music every week for your conducting class. If you're out in the real world as a freelancer, you might get a lot of jobs back to back. And then especially when you're younger, you know less music already, so most of it is new to you. So you just have to learn, you have to get better at learning music quickly. I was not great at it at first, and I got better at it because I had to.
Last but not least, my dear friend Tiffany Chen, who is also an opera and orchestra conductor, and her episode number 4 was also another really, really popular one, when she talked about strategies of managing our fear.
Perfectionism. It has always been my struggle. I had always been distracted by how things were not going perfectly, the small things that went wrong, or the things that I felt like I didn't do well enough. And I felt so distracted by them that I couldn't actually focus on the conducting or even focus on the things that actually went well.
So here you have it. I hope you're liking this special series that comes out every last Monday of the month, the Conductor's Podcast Wisdom Series. And if you have any question that you want to know from my people, please send me a DM or an email. The email is at theconductorspodcast@gmail.com. Just one word, theconductorspodcast@gmail.com. See you next month. Bye for now.